AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Making his first stop in Asia, President Biden visited a South Korean computer chip factory.
These little chips, only a few nanometers thick, are the key to propelling us into the next era of humanity's technological development.
It will be the model for a plant in Texas. The Asia trip comes as a new AP NORC poll shows the president's approval rating is at 39%, the lowest of his presidency. The first of several funerals for 10 black people massacred at a Buffalo, New York supermarket is planned today. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the shooting is being investigated as a hate crime and as an act of racially motivated violent extremism.
All people in this country should be able to live without fear of being attacked or harassed because of where they are from, what they look like, whom they love, or how they worship.
Two people are dead, another eight wounded, following a shooting near a fast food restaurant just blocks from Chicago's famed Magnificent Mile shopping district. Andrew Holmes is a community activist.
It may have started as an argument between two individuals. We just don't know the full details of this. We don't know if it started with a group of people or not.
Police say one person was taken into custody. A weapon has been recovered. Ukrainian authorities say their troops repelled a Russian attack in the east as Moscow struggles to gain ground in the region that is now the focus of the war. Police say a one-year-old child has died after being found in a hot vehicle outside a daycare center in Memphis. Temperatures yesterday reached 91 degrees in Memphis. Government attorneys have indicated that they will not oppose a plan to lift all remaining restrictions next month on John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan in 1981 in Washington. Stocks have moved lower on Wall Street today. Declines follow a massive pullback just 2 days ago. This is AP News. The Pentagon spokesman is heading to the White House. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
We'll take questions. Lita.
John Kirby has long been a Pentagon fixture, a retired two-star admiral who was top spokesman for the Navy, a Joint Chiefs chairman, and the Defense Department itself, along with the State Department.
This is a repositioning of forces.
A person familiar with the matter says Kirby is leaving the Pentagon to handle National Security Council communications as the White House deals with several foreign policy challenges. Kirby was said to have been in the running to replace Press Secretary Jen Psaki and will now work closely with successor Karine Jean-Pierre, including occasional White House briefing room appearances. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Germany say two French nationals died after their motorized paraglider was caught in a strong gust of wind and crashed in a field. Strong storms, possibly tornadoes, are moving through Germany. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.